WEFT, what jail's like, what you be listening to. 359-9338 is the phone number to make a pledge, because this is the pledge drive for WEFT Community Radio. And because What Jail is Like is a very, very ambitious show, because we are not merely content with supporting community radio, which is a heck of a noble goal in and of itself, because we do not take commercial money, we do not take corporate money, we take money from the listeners who tell us what kind of programming to put on the air, and then we put it on the air. It's really a direct sort of line. You can get involved with WEFT Community Radio and What Jail is Like by pledging 359-9338. Any amount of money that you have, any amount, Visa, MasterCard, cash, credit, advanced forms of bargain are all forms of interaction in a financial sense that you can get involved with WEFT. We've got operators standing by, so call now. Even though we're on the air, call now, and your phone call will be picked up, handled in a quick, courteous, professional, efficient, and downright friendly manner. That'll be a delight, frankly, just making the phone call, let alone the good feeling knowing that you have rejected the corporate machine, sent Satan packing back to Disney, and given WEFT, community radio, the independent world, and the alternative scene the props it deserves, because that is what you are hearing on the radio. 359-9338.
I don't know what's going on over here.
Eric, we heard some Braid. Tell them about it.
That was Braid off of Movie Music Volume 2. Mark said, Eric, start thinking about a Braid song you want to play. And I said, that ain't a problem. That was their cover of Billy Joel's My Life. I think it's a pretty interesting cover. Well done.
Oh, wait.
Recognizable after a while, and then no longer recognizable. So I like it a lot.
That's just in? Braid was a cool band.
That's just in? Yeah, they're pretty cool. They just announced via their website and via some other places that three of the four members of Braid are reuniting with a new guitarist to form a band called Hey Mercedes that'll be stepping out, I guess,
sometime
this summer.
Wow, keep your eyes open for that.
So that's pretty cool.
That's an exciting moment.
That's an exciting moment
for the indie rock kids.
Otherwise, that's it. What else do we hear, Mark?
What else did we hear? Well, we heard something.
Hold off on that?
Yeah, we'll promote it a little bit later. But we heard a song from a musical that is coming up next week that I wrote the lyrics for, and my good friend James Johnson wrote the words, and my good friend Carrie Nordland sang. So it's a song. It's you may have not heard it before. It's exciting. It's going to be available live, and we'll talk about it later. So doing something right now that always gets the peeps. Rolling around, peeping. A little segment that is very important to the consciousness of Champaign-Urbana and the world beyond, because you can hear us on the internet through web radio. To find out how to listen to us online, go to the WEFT website at www.prairienet.org/WEFT. All around the world, WEFT. And in case you're in Alaska and you're an Eskimo and you've got a cell phone with really long reach, and you're an Eskimo and you'd like to pledge, even if you'd like to pledge an igloo, because WEFT will take igloos.
But we know how to build our own.
Oh, we do. I could tell you, but I'm not gonna. 359-9338 is the phone number. Area code 217-217 to support community radio. And actually, we'll keep the igloo or the community volcano once that gets up running. We'll keep it away from your igloo, really far away, so you don't need to worry about that.
Right.
Community igloo, that'd be good. That's pretty inexpensive.
Next time, man.
Yeah.
$6.4 million. $1 billion.
Little segment right about now where we do our best to keep you, you know, keep you with the feeling in your heart. Keep stimuli pouring in to your consciousness while What Jail's Like is not around, because nothing really brings you to the heightened alpha state that What Jail's Like does. We're going to do our best to keep you awake during the rest of the week, to give you things to do, and to give you the thoughts to think about them. We're going to supply you with everything you need, and we're going to do it in a little segment called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Now, Troopy and I have been, since the inception of the show, providing the music for the PSA theme song live every night. We've run out of juice on that. Both of our throats, polyps the size of Papua New Guinea.
I just had a granola bar.
So, but what we've decided to do is we've been bringing in a string since we're experiencing a resurgence in our popularity, and we did actually surge the first time.
Yeah.
So this wasn't as hard as the whole research thing. But we're getting some high-profile guest stars to do some songs. So real quick, I'm just going to pop this tape in. I think it'll speak for itself. This is our first celebrity guest PSA title spot. So here we go. Wow! Oh, oh, oh! PSAs! So that was it. Axl Rose doing our first ever celebrity guest PSA spot. So
really nice of him to come down because, you know, he's been in hiding for a long time and then he came out.
And nice of him to wear the bike shorts.
Yeah.
Again.
You know, but nice of him to actually slice some time in his schedule for community radio.
Right. 4/20/2000, a good day to get rocked for the earth. Well, they've got my attention.
Yeah.
Everyone will have a good... Now, here's where this PSA takes liberties. Everyone will have a good time jamming with Merle Saunders at the Canopy Club to celebrate Earth Day 2000. Don't speak for me.
No, no, you're going to.
No.
If they have to inject you with chemicals, they have to hang you upside down and
that's gonna make me happy. Yeah. Merle Saunders has been playing blues, jazz, and funky rock tunes for decades. Continuously. For decades.
Bring the man a glass of water.
Tattoo a good time on your pink little ass.
Including, now here you go, this is supposed to speak, this speaks loads for the man, including the many years with Jerry Garcia, and the more recent performances with Fish, Modesky, Martin and Wood, Widespread Panic, and other low-talent, high-drug-content bands.
Well, some of whom actually knew he was on stage, yeah, and knew that he was playing along with
them. I actually added the drug-content bands, that was me, that's not in the PSA. Sponsored by the Rainforest Action Group. This show will get you grooving. Once again, you're making assertions. And I'm not grooving. While raising money for the Protect an Acre program that works to secure indigenous land rights and protect their cultures and livelihood. And you know what? I'm all for it because I think the indigenous land rights, the culture and livelihood of the indigenous land rights should be protected.
See, I'm a little dubious about the entire project because they're kind of haphazard, the acres that they choose to protect. For example, they chose my apartment as one of the acres that they were going to protect.
So the cockroaches are invoking indigenous people's rights.
And I went over to the cat litter because the cat litter was full of, well, things that cats do after they've processed their food and are no longer needing the nutritional content. And I tried to clean it, and they said, no, we are protecting this acre back at its natural state. Get out of here. And there was a fight, and made me sad.
Thursday, April 20th, 10 p.m. at the Canopy Club. Earth Day Jam 2000 with Merle Saunders. The world's still rockin'. Wow. I met on Rainforest Action Group contact Chantel Brennan, cbrennan at uiuc.edu, or call her at 217-398-4609.
Weft Education PSA number 10. A passion for weft. If you have a passion for bluegrass, poetry, or reggae, then you're in luck. Because you're tuned to WEFT. Our programming is dictated by what our volunteer staff and listeners think is unique and important. We are a democratically run community radio station. And you and the community help determine what we broadcast, whether you're into gospel or rap, jazz or blues, or Celtic or salsa. We've got a show for you. Seriously, we've got a show for you. So come down and show up and do your show because we've got it for you.
Look, and the guy before you is really angry. He's got somewhere to go.
Yeah, and he can't keep babysitting this forever. And you know, you haven't showed up for the last couple weeks. And you haven't called or even found a sub or anything. You know, it's a really crappy thing to do to an air shifter, man. You have a lot of responsibilities and you're not coming to your show and... Anyway, if you've got a passion for unique music and information, we think you'll develop a passion for WEFT, 90.1 FM.
And that's recently become legal in the state.
Passion for WEFT?
Well, at least indulging your passion.
WEFT recently turned 18 last year. Thank God.
Although its license says its name is Herman.
Yeah. 359-933. It is the phone number to support the 18-year-old and loving it WEFT community radio station who needs your donations because we're not taking it from anywhere else. It's my turn. WEFT Education PSA number 6. Why does WEFT call itself community radio? Why does WEFT call itself community radio? Because the chicks love it.
The chicks dig community radio.
Because they melt like ice cubes on a hot summer day. Also because WFT's real name is Hrothgar. And chicks do not go for community radio stations named Hrothgar. So it calls itself community radio because WEFT's main purpose is to provide diverse quality programming to the community. WEFT is not in the business of delivering listeners to advertisers. If you are a listener, we do not come by and tie you and gag you and deliver you to an advertiser. No. In fact, WEFT is not a business. We're not in it for the money. We're in it for the good. WEFT is not part of a school, college, or church either. WEFT. Yeah, we are not part of a church. We stand apart from you, God.
Well, there's the rule of separation of weft and state.
Mm-hmm. You have to keep 40 yards away from each other at all times.
Well, you don't want to mix those two.
Well, the church was howling outside of our window a couple nights ago.
Yeah,
it's freaking annoying. Give it up.
Time for a restraining order.
We had fun once. Put the boombox down. Ugh. WEFT is an independent radio station directed and operated by volunteers from your community who want to share their interests, one of whom could be you. WEFT is funded mostly by donations from individual listeners and supported by thousands of volunteer hours. WEFT 90.1 is community radio for your community. 359-9338, you ingrates.
On April 14th and 15th, the Penny Dreadful Players will present the B-Side Opera. Here's that part where we were talking about hyping earlier.
Oh, yeah.
A brand new musical written by University of Illinois students Mark Hyden. I wonder who he is.
How you doing?
And James Johnson, who brings people milkshakes. The show features 14 original jazz, blues, rock, and pop songs that will be performed by a live band. Set in 1961 Berlin, the B-Side Opera is a tale of love, power, lies, and betrayal. Let me try that again. Set in 1960s Berlin, the B-Side Opera is a tale of love, power, lies, and betrayal in the East German underworld. It's also a story about nuclear paranoia at the height of the Cold War and the lives on the other side of the record. The B-Side Opera will take place at the Wesley Foundation, located on Goodwin and Green Street in Urbana at the edge of campus. Showtimes are 8 p.m. on Friday, April 14th, and Saturday, April 15th, with a 3 p.m. matinee on Saturday. So it's 8 p.m. Friday, 8 p.m. Saturday, and also a 3 p.m. Saturday. All of the proceeds will go to support independent theater in Champaign-Urbana. The Penny Dreadful Players have been producing shows since 1992 and are committed to providing an outlet for student actors, writers, and directors to perform quality theater free of commercial dictations. For more information, please contact Mark Hyden at 378-8481 or Hyden at UIUC.edu. Yes, now he realizes that he shouldn't have ticked me off earlier.
What's your phone number, too?
Hey, yeah, but I'm never there, and they ain't going to be asking for me. That's well, let's see how creepy. Yeah, thanks. Drag me down into this dark hell with you. That's the B-Side Opera, April 14th to 15th at the Wesley Foundation on Goodwin and Green in Urbana. Like anybody's tuning in specifically to hear this show.
Just as a side note, Hyden at UIUC.edu is a great place to send your funny forwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just loves getting messages in his inbox.
Oh, yeah, if you've got a chain letter, man, I'll hop aboard that.
If you no got a problem. Chain letter, yo, I'll solve it. Yetter?
Yeah.
I said Yetter.
Oh, that was awesome.
It's a musical. It's not your normal musical. It's a musical that may have been written by a member of the What Channels Like crew, and in fact was. I wrote the script and the lyrics to the songs, and the songs have good music, and
they do.
I'd really appreciate it if you'd come out and see it.
Public service announcement for Census 2000. I feel like we need some theme music for Census 2000. Public Wait, can you do that again? Because I want to do that again.
Census
2000. Census 2000.
C2K. That doesn't get people to send in their census forms.
That's really great.
Nothing short of a shovel
like
of the head will.
And it's gone forever. Attention college students, did you know that Census 2000 needs you to stand up and be counted at your current place of residence? Seriously, stand up, because if you're sitting, you don't count!
Ow, my head! I have a pension for sitting under my desk, you bastards.
This means that if you are residing in a residence hall, apartment, or house in Champaign, Urbana, you are a resident of this community.
There's a baby in there.
And not of your home. Not of your hometown or another location.
You gotta just stop eating the raw bagel dough.
Being counted,
I'll bag up on you.
Being counted as a resident of Champaign-Urbana is critical, both for the accuracy of the census and for the distribution of federal housing and other assistance to your local community. So do your part by completing and returning the census form. This has been a message from...
Census. 2000. Census. 2000.
C2K. I'm going to do that forever. Yeah. Every show from now on.
Census.
2000.
359-9338.
Craft work.
The WEFT Pledge Drive. Please support WEFT Community Radio. Some more reasons why you should support WEFT. Listener contributions make up almost 80% of our operating budget. Operating budget including, you know, how we make the electricity come on, how we...
Somebody's got to get here at 4 a.m. and start making the donuts. Right.
And also that 80% operational budget covers... Matt Trupia's body oil for every show. And there's a
lot of oil.
There's a code on there.
I like to slip off my chair.
You do often. Sometimes I try to catch you, and you just splurch out from between my folding arms.
Wet bar soap.
We go now to a clip of the show after the last pledge drive, where what feels like didn't do so well, unfortunately, and didn't get the money it needed, and Matt Trupia's body oil was for 1 week cut out of the WFT operating budget. So let's.
So
how you guys doing? How's last week for you?
Oh man, he touched me. He's like scaly. Yeah. He's like a
Matt.
Like a.
I'm dry.
Oh, here, hold
Ew.
On. I got a bucket of Crisco. Just that better.
Oh, get it on my back.
Okay.
Get it on my eyes.
Eyes. No. Okay. Let's have the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk sub in for Matt this week. Okay, can we do that? So, how's your week, Gus?
I'm fine, actually.
This is some really compelling stuff. I wish people had pledged.
John Grisham.
Oh, dude, this is cool. I just dip my hand into one of Lawrence's cavities and used his moisture. So I'm back in action.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Lawrence. You can
slump back down. The tangled web we weave.
So that was a really unfortunate show.
Ew.
And it only went downhill from there. So we do need you to call and support WEFT, community radio. WEFT was voted best radio station by all readers of the Alternative Weekly, The Octopus. Saying that WEFT is the best radio station in the area is relatively equivalent to saying that water is one of the more prevalent liquids on the face of the earth.
Yes, it's kind of like picking. It's kind of like you get the choices of apple pie, flaming hot death. Pig poop and rat eyeballs, mm-hmm. And then you ask to choose what you would rather have.
And
for
you know,
lunch.
Some idiot comes along and picks the apple pie, and you just laugh as you're eating your rat eyeballs.
Exactly,
yeah.
Morons. Because you get to see if you eat those eyeballs, you see everything the rat ever seen. I said that on purpose. Okay.
Every single cent that comes in here to WEFT goes to support, goes to keep WEFT up and going. It does not go to buying us nice things, because the body oil is not a nice thing. It's a necessity.
Seriously.
As you well know.
As are my lemurs and coke.
Yes. The lemurs and coke come from fund.
We really need more plunges for the bathroom, because they've already gone through six.
Yeah. They actually melt. it's like the Wicked Witch of the West.
That's awesome.
Talking about our goals. Goals are a certain amount of money that we are hoping to fulfill on this program today. Because we got another week for the pledge drive. So if you need to save up money, that's fine. But we're trying to do some things on the show. We're trying to get a community volcano up and going. And we still need...
We're up to $8.94 billion.
Okay. So we need $8.9... What, it just get more expensive?
No, yeah, the laborers.
We got the specs in, and
no.
They want to put a sunroof.
Now more than ever. A sunroof on the community volcano? That's crazy. So, yeah, the community volcano, the community tactical nuclear warhead, that's, if you carry the two, that's still $6.3 billion that we need money for. And we can take care of those next week. But this week, what Jelizuk was given a goal of $120 to reach. That's how much money that the rest of the station was kind of hoping we could bring in to lay at the feet of the people who count the money. And right now we have $105. We have $105 here at what Jelizuk, and so we need people to call in. Give us, if you got more that you can give us, that's great. But give us at least $15 to help us make our goal here on WEFT. What Jail Is Like. $15. Come on, light those phone lines up. 359-9338.
Or, we don't want one person to carry this burden by themselves, so call up three of your friends and each donate $5.
Yeah, that's cool. And you still get that good feeling.
Call up, 14 of your friends and mm-hmm. each donate $1.
All right, finally in PSA, WEFT Education PSA number 13, Open Access, Part 2. So there's a Part 1 to this. You're missing kind of the backstory to Open Access.
You're missing a lot of the backstory in Episode 4, New Hope.
Right.
And you waited 25 or something years for that.
Yeah, so. 25 years from now, I'm going to do Open Access Part 1, and it's going to be great. WEFT offers many ways for individuals and organizations to communicate directly with the community. WEFT airs a number of local public affairs programs that offer local organizations, community activists, and others the opportunity to come on the air and speak directly to our listeners. The host of many of WEFT's other programs frequently invite guests onto the programs to talk about issues and events of interest to the audience.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. WEFT, so much better than other stations. I mean, you listen to The Planet, what do you got? I mean, they're turkey in the studio, with mm-hmm. was cool at first and was definitely better than some of the DJs they had, but it's wearing a little thing at this point, you know? I mean, the turkey to date has only actually turned on the microphone 3 times since they enacted the program 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so there's actually only been like 5 minutes total of time that there's been something transmitted over the air.
Mm-hmm. It's not picking very good songs, that turkey. No.
But the screechy howler monkey that's on Sunday Night Late Nights.
Yeah, he's tough competition. I will admit
more
that.
More entertaining, yeah.
Yeah. Please do. Call Pledge to WEFT What Jail Is Like, 359-9338.
Just a quick clip of, what you're missing over, on the planet where they have the live turkey running around the studio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me switch over.
Is this a hot bootleg?
So, you can pick which station you prefer, but, I'm going to go with WFT because that's where the funny is.
Thank you very much to a listener who walked into the station and was laying it down for What Jail's Like, which is a phenomenally cool thing to do.
Laying it down.
Come on into the station, man. 113 North Market Street. You want to
best have milkshakes.
You want to be where we is? That's the place to be. 359-9338, 113 North Market Street. And
that's a man and a half right there.
Yes.
In Champagne.
Make sure to thank that guy as soon as he's out in his car and he can listen to the radio and hear himself.
Cash. Cold, hard cash, man.
Oh, my God. We're at $110. We need $10 more to meet the What Jail's Like goal. And that way, we don't have to play as passive-aggressive with the rest of WEFT as we normally do. Please, pledge, support WEFT, 359-9338. We also need your phone numbers, or your phone calls, coming up.
But I need your phone numbers, especially if you're a cute girl between the ages of 13 and 17.
Trust me, it's for a research paper he's doing.
I've been watching you for a long, long time. 359-9338, to give us suggestions for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is much like an underage girl. Alluring. Defenseless.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How could that metaphor?
Could you maybe do the intro?
The Herald is just, some improv that we do.
All right, I got it. The Herald is much like a volcano. Your suggestion will be the Vestal Virgin that is tossed in to appease the angry gods, and what will spew forth in a eruption of magma will be comedy.
Ew.
And a lot of comedy. comedy that will harden into a film.
Over abandoned the metaphor. Abandoned metaphor.
Just call up and give us a word, a phrase, a sentence.
Anything.
Anything. So we can get this show on the road.
The essential drop of gas to get this.
So we can get our 13-minute herald on the road.
Yes. Thank you very much to our anonymous John Doe who dropped off the money.
Yeah, you phone rock.
Call. I believe his name's Greg.
Balls.
Please give us a call, 359-9338, to either give us a suggestion or to support community radio, 359-9338.